الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنتهم واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this session. كان عندنا لقاء بعد الظهر لكنه أجل، وقررنا أن نجليه مع يعني لقاء الآخر. There was a lecture after ظهر، but for some circumstances we postponed it to be joined to this talk إن شاء الله. وكانت المحاضرة الأولى بعنوان المسلم في المملكة المتحدة أو المسلمين في المملكة المتحدة، الدور والمسؤولية. الدور والمسؤولية. The talk was supposed to be titled by Muslims in the United Kingdom, Role and Responsibilities. والمجدول لهذا الوقت محاضرة بعنوان الفتن وكيفية الوقاية منها. And the talk of this time after Asr is scheduled to be fitan, how to fight temptations, or how to يعني be protected from them. ولا شك أن هذين الموضوعين متعلقين ومرتبطين، متعلقين ببعض ومرتبطين. And there is no doubt that these two topics are related to each other, and يعني they are linked to each other. والمسلم سواء كان في الغرب أو في الشرق فإنه مطالب بأمور. The Muslim, whether he be in the east or in the west, he has obligations to fulfill. ومن هذه الأمور أو دورة، and from these roles or responsibilities or obligations that the Muslim in the whole world generally and in the West يعني specifically has some responsibilities to carry, and he has some role to play or to يعني do. نعم. ومن نسيج المجتمع طائفة أو فئة مهمة جدا، وهي الشباب الذي عليه معول الأمة. And from the construction of the community, we have one important portion, which are the youth. The youth are very important in the Muslim community. وقد جاء ذكر الشباب في القرآن كثيرا، يعني in many places. قال الله عز وجل في سورة the topic, the Muslims in the United Kingdom, their role and their responsibilities. الله عز وجل يقول كما في سورة الكهف، الله تعالى سيدنا في سورة الكهف: إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. Verily they were youth who believed in the Lord, and we increased them in guidance. هؤلاء الشباب these youth عرفوا دورهم في هذه الحياة وما خلقوا له. They knew their role in this life and what they are created for. فآثروا القيام به, and they decided to practice it and fulfill it. ولما كان ذلك متعذرا عليهم في محيط مجتمعهم قرروا الانعزال عنهم بعدا عن الفتنة. And when they decided to fulfill it, and they found that it is very difficult for them to fulfill that within the community, they decided to avoid the fitan and they went to the cave. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح: سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. ثم ذكر منهم شابا نشأ في طاعة الله. عن الحديث which is authentic, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said that seven types of people would be given the shade of Allah, meaning of the throne, on the devil's action. One of these seven types of people, شاب نشأ في طاعة الله, a young man who grew up on the obedience of Allah, يعني يطيع الله عز وجل, meaning that he obey Allah. ومن هنا تأتي أهمية الشباب. And from here the importance of youth comes. فإذا نشأ الشاب على الطاعة نتج عن ذلك استقرار للمجتمع الذي هو فيه. When the youngster is grown up out of obedience, there will be certain type of stabling and safety and settling in this community. وعندما ينشأ الشاب على غير طاعة الله يكون المجتمع عرضة لكثير من المشاكل. But when the youth are raised up upon other than the upon the disobedience of Allah, then this type of community has more opportunity to face difficulties and problems and crimes. لماذا؟ لأن الشاب عنده طاقة وقوة. Because the youth have power and they need to release this type of. فإن لم يكن هناك ضابط لهذه الطاقة من طاعة الله فإنه لا يمكن أن ينتج عن ذلك إلا السوء. And when this type of power which the youth have, when it is not controlled by the obedience of Allah, the consequence would be a big disaster amongst the community. ولذلك نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يهتم بالشباب كثيرا. And that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to give much care to the youth. تراه مثلا يدني الشباب من طلاب العلم منهم, من الصحابة. He did used to bring the youth who are sitting the knowledge amongst the Sahaba more often to him. فهذا أبي بن كعب وأبو هريرة ومعاذ بن جبل وعبد الله بن عمر وعبد الله بن عمرو وعبد الله بن عباس. نعم كلهم من الشباب فكان يدنيهم منهم. All these names are from the young Sahaba and he used to bring them close to him. ولذلك كانوا أكثر الصحابة رواية الحديث وعائشة كذلك. And that's why these names are the ones have most of the hadith. They reported most of the hadith. فمثلا أبو هريرة روى 5374 حديثا. For example, Abu Huraira reported 5,374 hadith. وأبو سعيد الخدري روى 1,100 حديث. أبو سعيد الخدري reported 1,100 حديث approximately. وهو أقلهم في السن وفي النقل. And he is the least of them in the age and in the number of hadith that he brought. فتجد أن عائشة مثلا تأتي في المرتبة الثانية وتروي 2,400 حديث. أنا عايشة comes in the second position of the narrators who reported most of the hadith. She reported 2,286 حديث. She reported 2,286 حديث. نعم. فهذا كله من ماذا؟ من الاعتناء بالشباب. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and this is all because that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave much care to the youth. That's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم لما خاطب الشباب ماذا قال؟ And that's why when he صلى الله عليه وسلم talked to the youth, what did he say؟ قال يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء. He said, O youth, if any one of you is able to marry them, to marry them, as this would control his desire. And when he is not able to marry, meaning financially, then let him to fast, as it's going to control it. قال عن معاذ مثلا هو من أكثر الصحابة رواية الحديث أيضا وهو من أكابر علماء الصحابة. He said about the youth about معاذ was one of the youth young صحابة and he was one of the people who narrated most of the hadith من الحديث. ماذا قال؟ قال يأتي معاذ يوم القيامة على رتبة من العلماء يعني أمامهم بمسافة. He said المعارض will come on the day of resurrection in a very advanced position from all the علماء. مع أنه شاب although he was young. نعم. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتني بهم ويوليهم وظائف دينية وقيادية. هذه طريقة العناية بالشباب لا باللعب واللهو لا باللعب واللهو كما يظن البعض أن هذا مثمر ويقولون إن مثلا الشباب في بلاد الكفار احتووا باللعب أو يقال مثلا الشباب كما عند الأخوان المسلمين احتووا باللعب. هذا كله غلط. Look to the Prophet ﷺ how he could يعني train the youth to be or preserve the youth to be positive and good members of the community. نعم. Not by, as many people say today, the entertainment. And they say that in the West, it is very effective to have يعني, entertainment. يعني, the youth are given chance to يعني, play football or to يعني, practice this kind of... although we say that it is not haram, but it is not correct to say this is the way to get use of the youth and protect them from getting to the street and to the harmful things. That the best thing is to do like Rasulullah Sallam when he gave them the positions of da'wah and leadership. يعني هذا معاذ يرسله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى اليمن ليعلم أهل اليمن وهم أهل الكتاب يعلمهم دين الله. This is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sending معاذ who is brilliant to the people of Yemen teaching and though they were أهل الكتاب teaching them the Islam. نعم. مثلا أرسل مصعب بن عمير إلى المدينة قبله قبل أن يهاجر إلى المدينة. He sent مصعب بن عمير to المدينة before he migrated. ومصعب من الشباب and مصعب was one of the youth ومن أجل أن ينشر الإسلام ويعلمهم يعني القرآن. For that he spread the Islam and teach them Quran. نعم. جعل أبو هريرة على بيت المال وكان شابا. He delegated the authority of the guardian of the safe of the Muslims, يعني بيت المال where they save the zakah. Although he was young man. نعم. جعل أسامة بن زيد على رأس جيش فيها أبو بكر وعمر وهو كان ابن 17 سنة 17 ربيعا. He gave the position of the leader of the commander of the army which had Abu Bakr and Umar in it. He gave it to Osama bin Zayd although he was only 17 years old. نعم. كل هذا لماذا؟ عناية بالشباب. Why he saw Salam did all this? Taking care of youth. ما كان اعتناء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالشباب باللعب بل كان بالتشجيع على الأعمال الفاضلة. He صلى الله عليه وسلم did not encourage the شباب to the entertainment but to be involved in the very beneficial acts and deeds. وكان يتعاهدهم and he used to يعني take care of them and check. مثلا قال لعبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. He one day said to عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال له لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. شجعوا على أمر عظيم وقيام الليل وفيه تزكية النفس. He said to Ibn Umar, don't be like so and so. He used to stand for night prayers, but now he stopped standing for night prayers. He's encouraging him to do something very, very important. And that purifies his soul. إذن العناية بالشباب أمر مهم وعظيم. لكن كيف تكون العناية بهم؟ And taking care of the youth is something and duty which is considered to be very, very important and يعني sensitive at the same time. But how can it be فقط على هدي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, only on the way of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. فينشئ على التواضع في مصلي raised up and يعني raised up upon humbleness والرفق and gentleness واتباع الدليل and following the دليل وهكذا يعني. والحكمة ينشئ على الحكمة and wisdom. نعم هذه طريقة يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في تنشئة الشباب. This is the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in how to يعني raise the شباب. وبهذا يعرفون دورهم في المجتمع. And by that they know their duty in the community. ويعرفون كيف يصلح مجتمعاتهم وينقلوها من وضع إلى وضع أحسن. And they will then know how to change the situation in the community from one position to a better position. لأنهم نشأوا كبارا وهم في الأعمال صغار. Because they were raised up as adults, but they were an age very young. نعم. ومنها ولذلك يمدح الشاب إذا كان حصيف عاقل يقال أنه سابق زمانه. سابق زمانه يعني أن فكره متقدم على زمانه مثل يفكر مثل الكبار. And they say that this young lad is ahead of his age. It's ahead of his age, meaning that his way of thinking and responding to the things and affairs is not like the people of his age. It's like the people of the people who are adults. So in that, يعني ينبغي الإنسان أن يهتم بالشباب. ومن أعظم الأماكن التي يمكن الاهتمام فيها بالشباب هي المساجد. And the best place for taking care of youth is the مساجد. المساجد. فينشئ الشباب في المسجد. لكن على ماذا؟ ينشئ المسجد يقام عندنا قسم رياضي. يعني the best place to take care of the شباب is the مسجد. But it's not by having يعني sports section. This is not the point. It's not the point. لكن يعني يمكن أن لا بأس أن يمكن الشباب من ممارسة الهوايات اللعب. لكن لا ليس على سبيل أن هذا هو الطريق لدعوة الشباب. لكن من باب إعطائهم فسحة كأي إنسان آخر. حتى الكبير يحتاج إلى شيء من الترويح. حتى الكبير يحتاج إلى شيء من الترويح. يعني as you said that يعني it does not necessarily mean when we say it's not through the يعني sports activities or something like that, but it does not necessarily mean that we banned it all. When we say it is haram or bid'ah or لا, but we say that it's okay to give the youth some time to entertain and play. But and this is like anyone else, even the adults and all people. Everyone needs some time for refreshment and entertainment, but in a proper way. يعني مثلا يكون العاب تعود عليهم بالنفع. And it is, يعني it must be some type of يعني sports that benefits them. كما جاء عن عمر رضي الله عنه علموا أولادكم الرماية والسباحة وركوب الخيل. أن رياضات تمتع وفي نفس الوقت تبني الرجولة تبني القوة تبني العقل. نعم. عن أز عمر رضي الله عنه said, teach your children shooting, technique of shooting, riding horses and swimming. Why? Because this type of sports, it's a kind of entertainment, but at the same time, it builds up the morale and personality, نعم, of this person, نعم, and it makes him يعني stand the responsibilities of the whole community and ummah. نعم. طبعا لا يفهم من هذا أن نقول مثلا أقيموا معسكرات كالجهاديين, لا, نقول تأخذ عنا يعني متعة يذهبين إلى ساحل البحر أو إلى مسبح أو كذا خالي من الاختلاط والمناظر السيئة, فيعلمون ويدربوا. We don't mean by that to يعني establish compounds like the tactics and jihadis, لا لا, we mean you with the people, يعني, but away from the fitness, swimming pool or like that, or club that they teach how to ride horses or like that. نعم. لأن بعض الحزبيين والحركيين كالإخوان المسلمين والشيوعيين أخذوا من هذا يعني مراكز خاصة يدرس فيها الشباب, ثم تغسل أدمغتهم بأفكار التكفير. هذا غلط. And for some of the حزبيز and تكفيريز took from this hadith and أثار that they establish any kind of sports centers, especially for them, and there they brainwash the youth and converse them with the takfir and la, all this is wrong. We don't mean secretly, heavenly, away from people, la, but we mean away from the fitter. Ma'am? No. لا 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 when Umar said horses up to this day riding horses is one of the great sports and at the same time it builds up the personality, it builds up the body, build up the brain. نعم. And you guys too? Yeah, no problem. For the important is he gets trained to this shooting, because even shooting with the modern weapons, they have clubs which is open for anyone to train. But bear in mind, and I said this clearly, this must be through the masjid who is responsible of the fidelity of the youth and how they think. And this does not come the first step, but after this youth gone through a process of understanding the religion and clarifying to them the issues of takfir and jihad and these things, terrorism, extremism. Now, once these things are addressed to them and they are okay with that, we take me for some time to entertain, but not as they do now today, football, volleyball, tennis ball. I know that people are addicted to it, but let's think of it. This although it builds up somehow, but it's dangerous at the same time. And it builds up the hatred. بالأظهر. طب no problem, but the important thing is to get trained. Yeah, it is, first of all, it is entertainment and it is open for everyone. Now, and as I said, I'm talking about the Muslim, the balanced Muslim community and the masjid who is responsible of guiding and directing the leader. And why we say this? Because this type of, what is the difference between this type of sports and football, volleyball, tennis ball, whatsoever? This, the person can do it even alone, not necessarily to be through a championship. But football or whatsoever, you must have some others to play with. And this will lead you to be mixing with others who are not. I don't say football is haram. I think it's free from the haram things like wearing shorts, abandoning the salah time, like this, and also harming others intentionally, like what they do in football, try to break his leg or something. This is all haram. So if this avoid and abandon, and not too much, for example, there is a class now, but there is football match we need to play. So this is the meaning of it. I think, is there any question regarding the subject? Otherwise, you want to move to the other subject which you're supposed to be speaking about now. The fitra. Any question regarding to the Muslim role and responsibility? No? Yeah. Then inshallah the fitna. Al-fitna ذكرت في القرآن في عدد من المواضع. Fitna was mentioned in the Quran in number of the ayat. قال الله عز وجل, Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Furqan Ayah 20, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. So we, Allah Ta'ala said that we have put some of you as a trial or fitna for the others. وسنبين ما معنى هذا ونسبين what does it mean. وأيضا ذكر الله عز وجل الفتنة في كما في سورة العنكبوت الآية الثانية والثالثة, آية سورة العنكبوت آية 2 and 3, الله عز وجل قال أحسب الناس ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فلا يعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين. الله تعالى في آية أو سورة العنكبوت ألف لام ميم have people thought that they are going to be left away saying آمنا, we believe, without being put in trial or tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We have already tried and tested the people before them and examined them when they said that they are believers. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala will know who are runs, who are the honest ones and who are the liars. نعم. وجاء في السنة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه وصف البدع وصف الفتنة بأنها أحيانا كقطع الليل المظلم عن عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم منشر الفتنة in one hadith as it is the very dark night نعم قال يصبح المؤمن الرجل فيها مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا قليل يعني ينقلب في اليوم الواحد يتقلب هذا الإنسان بسبب هذه الفتن يسعى صلى الله عليه وسلم said that يعني there will be fitan which are as dark as the night meaning that one cannot know which direction he takes now where to go and then he said that and the man will be يعني will wake up in the morning as a believer and continue all the day as a believer but at the evening he gets convinced by anyone, anything of a certain belief which is kufr. So he will leave away the kufr belief and hold the other belief which is the kufr. And some other become at night a believer and he goes, continues all the way during the night as a believer, but in the morning he becomes kafir. In the morning he becomes kafir. لماذا قال يبيع دينه بعوض من الدنيا قليل he يعني gives away his deen just for a little money يعني ليس بالضروره يكون مال ولكن عرض الدنيا قد يكون مال قد يكون امرأة قد يكون مركز قيادي منصب it does not necessarily to be money but عرض الدنيا means could be money could be honor could be position could be woman could be it's just for getting that just for يعني gaining that he abandoned his religion and he changed his statement وكذلك نعم يصفها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على أنها تقع كالظلل الظلل يعني مثل السحاب المطلق and he صلى الله عليه وسلم sometimes you find him describing the fitan as the many different layers of clouds when in between them you cannot know where to go it's a kind of misty area or نعم وأيضا يصفها بأن تعرض على القلوب عرض الحصير and sometimes you find Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the fitna will be afforded to the heart the way the carpet made of the what you call that the palm tree leaves you know they divide it up and they make like sticks crossing each other نعم they call it حصير he said that these sticks the fitna is going to be offered to the heart like that one by one one by one and they are changing together نعم huh stores نعم probably yeah but anyway يعني this is the meaning of it and it means that the person does not know what to do, where to go نعم why? Because he wasn't prepared يعني with knowledge so he cannot differentiate and distinguish between the حق and باطل when it comes he just يعني take it. Except for that, يعني who takes the يعني who takes the علم. He gets the علم when he is young. So when this fitan comes, he will know them. And also, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the fitan which are like the waves of the sea, the ocean. Now, it does not give you a chance to think. Wave after another comes, wave after another comes. Now, so the fitan do. They come fitna after another, fitna after another, so you be yani, unaware of what to do. Now, and he told us that from the fitan, or the fitan itself, yani makes even the wise person not knowing what to do. Some fitan, because of how bad they are, it makes the person not knowing what to do. No? So he would be, and he does not know which is right, which is wrong. You get confused, and you see the fitan, you don't know where to go, what to do, who you believe. Who you believe, no? These are from the fitan that Rasulullah told us that it is going to exist, and it is existing today. And it is existing today. وذكر العلماء أن يعني هذه الفتن من أشراط الساعة, من علامات الساعة. And the علماء mentioned in their statements and books that these fitan are from the signs of the hour. Now, from the signs that come pre to the hour. And they also يعني, told us based on the hadith how can the person get the protection from them. نعم وهذا يكون يعني الوقاية منها تكون بالرجوع إلى الله عز وجل بصدق, رجوع إلى الله بصدق. And the protection from the fitan can only be found نعم from the hadith. And also when you ask Allah Ta'ala sincerely to protect you from the fitan. It's not يعني, just something you say, no, but you are sincere, you want to be protected. And unfortunately some people they say that this is يعني, this is fitna and we want to get protection from it. But what they then يعني, have in mind that so and so is يعني, a person who is on the right position or right way, but the other is not. And then when they ask Allah to guide them to the haqq, they ask يعني, with the belief in the heart that this is the one haqq. So this is not correct. You ask Allah like if you not knowing nothing. You ask Allah to guide you to the haqq. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa used to ask Allah Ta'ala to guide him to the haqq. Naam. These scholars who spoke about the fitan and compiled books about fitan يعني, are many, all the salaf يعني, through all the history of Islam. And here are a number of them يعني, for example Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi, who passed away in the year 198 of the Hijri calendar. He compiled a book that time called Kitab al-Sunnah wal-Fitr. At that time, يعني nearly about 12 centuries ago, يعني في حاول سيريس اللي فتنا عن حاول العلماء ووافد. عرفت نعم كم نعيم ابن حماد المروزي اي كومبايل بوك كولد الفتن. نعم ان هي ذس ذس عالم ذس سكولر باست اواي ان يير 228. Again, see how old it is. And then اسماعيل العطار 232 كومبايل بوك كولد الفتن. ابن ابي شيبه famous امام who passed away in year 235, rahimahullah, compiled the book of al-Fitan. His brother, that was Abdullah ibn Abi Shayba, his brother Uthman ibn Abi Shayba, who passed away in year 239, compiled also a book called al-Fitan. Also, Hanbal ibn Ishaq, the cousin of Ahmed ibn Hanbal, he compiled a book called al-Fitan, and he passed away in year 273. Abu Dawood, سليمان بن أشعث he compiled a book called الملاحم means the fitan in Arabic, and sometimes you hear they compile a book called الفتن والملاحم or الفتن alone or الملاحم, but all means the same thing. نعم الملاحم is more about the fitan of killing, نعم, than it's the fitan of desires and other. نعم. And many, يعني, you go through a long list up until يعني, recently we had a number of ulama also compiled يعني, books of about fitan. And from the recent, not very recent, but recent, Sheikh Sadiq Hassan Khan al-Qannuji, the يعني, well-known and famous imam from India, alaykum as-salam, he passed away, rahimahullah, in year 1307 of the Hijriya calendar. He named it by Al-Ida'atu lima kan wa ma yakunu bayna yadi sa'a. Al-Ida'a lima kana wa ma yakunu bayna yadi sa'a. كذلك من آخر من كتب في هذا and from the recent who wrote upon the fitan الشيخ حمود بن عبد الله التويجري رحمه الله passed away recently 1300 and or 1400 something. He called it إتحاف الجماعة بما جاء في الفتن والملاحم وأشراط الساعة. Also مصطفى العدوي from the recent and he's living he had a book called الصحيح المسند من أحاديث الفتن والملاحم وأشراط الساعة. Again مصطفى العدوي has another book called مخارج من الفتن, مخارج من الفتن or exits from the fitan, how to exit the fitan. نعم. Many others from the يعني recent, very recent ones was الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى. يعني number of his خطب were gathered in one book and all these خطب about the fitan, and it is called التحذير من الفتن. تحذير من الفتن. يعني the ulama give much care to the fitna. They give much care to the fitna because Allah Ta'ala mentioned the fitna in the Quran, as we said, in many places, and it came for many different meanings in the Quran. But generally, عليكم السلام, the fitna is something very, very serious. So the ummah need to address it, and especially the imams of the masajid, the people who teach the, يعني, teach the others, they need to address it. They need to focus on it, especially these days. But what we see today, يعني, people are يعني, involving in, يعني, I don't want to say minor issues, nothing in the religion called minor, and But honestly, they ignore these things, although these are very serious. And they talk only about fiqh issues. And they don't address the fitan. They don't address the fitan, and they don't teach the people how to get protection from them. Now, it is essential and important to learn about the fiqh of your religion so you know how to worship Allah. But if the fitan are not addressed to the people, then no fiqh can be taught or known. Now, as we know that the fitna in the Quran came in many different meanings, as I said. For example, Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. And fight against them so there will be no fitna. Here fitna means the shirk. So how we understand in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, fight the kuffar so there will be no fitna, meaning no shirk. So how then we keep quiet of the shirk being practiced in the Muslim country? How? We see in almost and most of the Muslim countries, in almost all the Muslim countries, people are practicing the shirk. Practicing the shirk. So how we keep quiet and refrain from that without addressing it to the people and showing them how dangerous that, how Also, Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat 117, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Fitna here is shirk. Fitna here means shirk. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. This is shirk. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, ayat 39, قَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةُ وَيَكُونُ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. Fire them up until there will be no fitna. Fitna here means shirk. And you clarified that saying, see Allah Ta'ala clarified it, وَيَكُونُ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ وَيَكُونُ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And the religion must be all for Allah. يعني قبل أن نقاتل الكفار أليس يجب علينا أن نمحى مظاهر الشرك في بلادنا ونعمل على تغييرها. Before we speak about fighting against the kuffar, your kuffar, the Christian, the Sahara, Buddhist, Hindu, etc., aren't we responsible of correcting our people's situation who are saying that they are Muslims but they are worshipping other than Allah? Exactly like the other kuffar. And the kuffar are worshipping Isa, and many Muslims worshipping many awliya. So, why don't we, first of all, kill this type of fitna? I don't mean by fighting them, but we have to work out in a way or another to correct this situation and bring people out of shirk to Islam, to Tawheed. Now, before we talk about fighting the kuffar. وَكُلُّنَا يَعْلَمْ. And we all know أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مكث في مكة 13 عاما قام قتال ولا قتل أحد. وكان يصحح أوضاع المسلمين أولا. We all know that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم remained in Mecca for 13 years before he migrated. Had no jihad, no fight, but correcting the situation of the Muslims. And also calling the others to Islam, but teaching the Muslims how to maintain on Iman, on Tawheed. لذلك لما جاء الرجل قال ما شاء الله وشئت يا محمد قال أجعلتني الله ربا. When a man came to him and said it is what Allah wills and what you will, O Muhammad, he said, have you taken me as a partner of Allah? نعم. فعلمه وبين له. إذن لا بد أن نعتني بمجتمعاتنا. So we must have, we must take care of our communities. إذا رأينا اليوم عندكم هنا يعني كم من صور الانحراف في العقيدة. Today amongst you here, يا إخوان, how many views of the distribution of the brother عقيدة؟ يعني أرى مثلا الحين في المسجد شباب اللي يلبسون القلائد. I see in the masjid number of youth wearing the chain. أليس هذا المظاهر انحراف العقيدة تحتاج إلى تصحيح؟ Isn't this يعني a way of misunderstanding the عقيدة؟ So we need to correct it, address it and correct it. نعم كثير يعني الشعوذة الدجل ما إلى ذلك كل هذا من انحرافات العقيدة. A lot of violations in عقيدة been seen amongst the Muslim community. نعم especially here in the West where no scholars. So we have to address it in a nice way and يعني try to emphasize it to the people so they يعني know it and take it. The fitna by the meaning that we said that the fitna has different meaning. The fitna by the meaning of the taste of the iman. This will definitely be happening to the Muslims. يعني Allah Ta'ala must examine your iman. كما قلنا في آية العنكبوت ألف لام ميم حسب الناس أن يتوفوا يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. يفتنون هنا بمعنى يبتلون يمتحنون. The Muslim once he said that he's Muslim he will be put on trial and tested. Is he a Muslim or not? كيف يحصل هذا؟ How could that this happen? يبتلى بالمرض بالفقر يبتلى بتسلط الآخرين عليه. He would be يعني trailed by sickness, poverty, by يعني others oppressing him. فنرى كيف يفعل على يصبر أو لا يصبر. الله عز وجل يبتلي حتى يرى. قال تعالى كما في سورة كما في سورة هود في الآية السابعة آية سورة هود آية السابعة وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. يعني أن هذا هو السبب من خلقكم أن الله يختبركم يبتليكم من منكم يحسن ومن منكم يسيء. نعم والإحسان هنا معناه التوحيد والسنة والإساءة معناه الشرك والبدعة. الله تعالى said in this ayah and he Allah تعالى is the one who created the heavens and earth in six days and his throne was on the water. For that he Allah تعالى tests you who amongst you the one who will do good deeds. Who has the best deeds? He good deeds means tawheed and sunnah. As the bad deeds means here the shirk and bid'ah. نعم كذلك جاء في سورة الكهف الآية 7 and the same in سورة الكهف آية 7 إنا جعلنا مع الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا. يعني we have created or we have made what is above the earth as a way of beauty and the beauty of it to see who of them is doing good and good here we said Tawheed and Sunnah. Tawheed and Sunnah. كذلك قال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الملك the same thing Allah تعالى said in سورة الملك تبارك الذي خلق الموت والحياة نعم ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. الله خلق الموت وخلق الحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عمل. Glory be He, the one who created the death and life to examine you, to test you. Who of you is the one who is doing the good deed? Good deed here means Tawheed and Sunnah. And the opposite of the bad deed is the Shirk and the Bid'ah. So we have to understand this very well. نعم. والبلاء بالمال والوظائف يعني هو مع أنه كبير لكن ينبغي أن يكون صغيرا عند الإنسان فيتجاوزه حتى يثبت إيمانه. نعم. And the trial of wealth and position amongst the authority, the Muslim must يعني be successful in يعني in that. نعم. As نعم كما جاء في الحديث عن سعد بن الوقاص رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي الناس أشد بلاء. نعم. عند حديث سعد بن الوقاص في آس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو مسجد الله who amongst the people are the ones who suffers the most, قال الأنبياء عليه السلام الصفر ثم الأمثل فالأمثل عن الأمثل طريقة الأفضل طريقة الأفضل إيمانا and then the best in their إيمان one after another. ثم قال يبتلى الناس يبتلى العبد على حسب دينه. He said that the slave is going to be and tested as per his deen, his إيمان, his belief. فإن كان في دينه صلبا اشتد بلاءه. As if he is strong in his deen, then they has to be more stronger, more harsher. نعم, more harsh. وإن كان في دينه رقة ابتلي على حسب دينه. But if his religion, if his belief is weak, he's not going to be put on lip test. Otherwise, he will leave Islam. نعم, نعم. الله عز وجل يقول الناس قال فما يبرح البلاء بالعبد حتى يترك ويمشي على الأرض وما عليه من خطيئة. But this kind of trial and test is put on the slave to purify him, as يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and the بلاء will continue with the slave up until when the trial leaves him, he leaves him in a state that this person walks on the earth has no innocence written against him, because all the sin was burned by the bala, sickness, death of children, loss of position and money and oppression from others. But he is nation. He's not causing fitna, But if the person from the first time he faced the bala, he caused fitna, then where is the iman? Where is the iman? Now, he lost the position and then he started playing games around and around, causing split in the community, causing fitna. Where is the iman? Where is the sabr? Where is the patience? Where is it? نعم. So the mu'min, no. And ذكرت لكم مرارا قصة كعب بن مالك. I told you the story many times, the story of كعب بن مالك. لما هجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه 40 يوما. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم boycotted them and he commanded everyone in Medina, including their wives, to boycott them for 40 days. He found it very difficult. No one can be patient with that. Did he say, what's this messenger, what these people believe? I come to them, they don't want me? No. And because he passed this time of failure and he was successful, Allah put النذر هذا السر. نعم الله تعالى made the king of the Christians in Beirut, the assassin, send them a letter, a message, saying, we hear what happened to you and your friend. Come to us and we'll give you good position and support. He did not say, okay, this is a good chance. At least I go there and I call for Islam. I'm not going to leave Islam. I'll go there. Like many people who come to the West. For little, yani, turn in his country, he left his country, the Muslim country, and came to the West. He said, I go there, give da'wah. And he, his family, become lost. Him and his family become lost. But Ka'b ibn Malik, facing this type of trial and hardship, he was patient. When that king sent him the message, he got the message and he said, this is also from Bala'. What does that mean? That means that Allah is testing me. Shall I leave the Rasulullah, the community, the Muslim community, and go split from them, or I be patient with them, although I feel that they were harsh with me. Now, so he took the message and put it in the oven, in the fire. So, therefore, you have to understand these things. So, we can be protected, inshallah. في حديث آخر عن أبي سعيد الخدري نعم قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعس فوضعت يدي عليه فوجدت حرة بين يدي فوق اللحاف فقلت يا رسول الله ما أشدها عليك إنا كذلك يضعف لنا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنا كذلك يضعف لنا البلاء ويضعف لنا الأجر قال قلت يا رسول الله أي الناس يشد بلاء قال الأنبياء وقلت ثم من قال ثم الصالحون إن كان عدوهم يبتلى بالفقر حتى ما يجد إلا العباء يحويها وإن كان عدوهم لا يفرح بالبلاء كما يفرح الله أكثر كما يفرح أحدكم بالرخاء. Look at this. I don't know how I'm going to translate this to you, but سبحان الله. أبو سعيد الخدري said that I came to see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was sick, and I put my hand over the clothes and I found him very hot. He said, Ya Rasulullah, it is too strong for you to resist. You are suffering of very high fever. Yeah? He said, yes. We, meaning the Prophet, receive from this type of bala more than anyone else. And the reward is also given more than anyone else. Even Abu Sa'id got a chance. He said, Ya Rasulullah, who the people receives the hardest, the most hard bala? He said, the prophets. Then he said, and then who? He said, then as-salihun, as-salihun, highest people. Verily one of them in كان حدوم يبتلى بالفقر. Verily one of them might be tested with poverty. And he is poor. حتى ما يجد إلا العباء يحويها. He said up until he doesn't find nothing, except his عباء. عباء is the one piece garment that he wears. So it is his clothes and it is his blanket. And it is everything for him. So, to that limit, he is very poor. Naam? And then look what? Salihun, pious people. And they are so poor, but look, what he said, what Rasulullah said, وَإِنْ كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ لَيَفْرَحُ بِالْبَلَاءِ. Verily one of them would be very happy for the bala to approach him. لماذا? لماذا? لأن البلاء يذهب السيئات. Because this bala will remove the sin. Will remove the sin. If you are patient. But look to this. كما يفرح أحدكم بالرخاء. They used to be happy whenever they are put in the troubles and bala, as one of you is put in the, as one of you gets happy when he is put in, on the east. And they were very happy at the time of difficulty, exactly like you are happy in the time of ease. What does that mean? And you guys are not going to be yani happy in terms of difficulties. You always so yani, and that's why Ikhwan, you see many people whenever they have difficulties, they disappear from the masjid. They have, you know, they go. And I'm wondering sometimes, and I see people smoking, and I say, Akhi, wallah, I know that this is bad, but when I have problems. See, when you have problems, you have to face it. You have to ask Allah Ta'ala to solve it. You have to be patient, not to go to a disobedient. And some of them are even worse, they go to drink khamr, and, you know, they like, or abandon the masjid, or, yani, start accusing the masjid and the people of the masjid, and this is not the way how to resist the bala. The way how to resist the bala, adhan. Naam. طيب إن شاء الله نأخذ الأذان نسمع الأذان وبعد الأذان إن شاء الله we have how many minutes. طيب
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم الحمد لله people يعني الناس في مواجهة الفتن يختلفون هناك يعني the people facing the fitna يعني different يعني from each other من الناس طبعا نحن بينا أنه لا بد من الابتلاء والامتحان we have already clarified that anybody says he is believer, he is going to be on to be put on the tracking of the test of the trial. He is exempted. Now, Allah Ta'ala أخبرنا في سورة العنكبوت أنه لا بد أن يبتلي الناس كما قرأنا عليكم الآية. Allah Ta'ala already told us as in Surah Al-Ankabut the ayat for you, he told us that he is going to examine us and test our iman when we say we are believers. Are we real believers so we submit all of our case to Allah and accept his destiny? Naam? Or we are going to object and cause problems? قال تعالى في نفس السورة في الآية العاشرة in the same surah ayat 10 قال تعالى ومن الناس إنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله. And from the people who say, I believe in Allah. But once he is abused for the, يعني because of his iman. Because of his iman he is abused now. What he does, يعني maybe he would be beaten, maybe his money will be taken, maybe. What he does? Allah Ta'ala says, جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. He, يعني, this fitna of trials from the people, for him will equal the punishment of Allah. By the meaning that it makes him reject, يعني, the iman that he has. It makes him reject the iman that he has. عليكم السلام. نعم. فتجد أنه لا يثبت على إيمانه. You find him does not stable on his إيمان. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة الحج الآية 11. هذا الله تعالى في سورة الحج الآية 11. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف. فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين. And from the people who worship Allah just on an edge. So if he is given the good, he would be settled with and happy. But once any trial and calamity falls on him, you see him turning away and turning away from the deen and turning away from the people, the pious people, turning away from the masjid, turning away from these good things, and by that he will lose the dunya, this life, world, and the hereafter, and that is the greatest loss ever known. Naam. ولذلك ينبغي الإنسان أن يعود نفسه على الصبر ويعود نفسه على يعني اللجأ إلى الله, and so that the person must يعني make himself always on patience and turn back to Allah whenever he has any of these problems, any of these trials or calamities or difficulties. He should return back to Allah. And ask in the protection. Naam. Not isolating himself from the masjid and the community and the people and la. كما قلنا قال الله عز وجل في قول الله عز وجل نعم نعم أنه إذا أعطي يعني كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أعطي منها رضي وإن لم يعطى منها سخط. Some people they put their religion like that. If he is given what he wants, then he'll be pleased. If not, he just turn away or cause a fitna. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling that. يعني it's not somebody today is telling. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling of that. And Allah Ta'ala, they mentioned to you the ayat of the fitna. He, Allah Ta'ala, told us that in the ayat long ago, 14 centuries. نعم. ولذلك يعني نقول ينبغي الإنسان أن يتقي الله عز وجل ولا يعرض نفسه للفتنة وإن أصابته الفتنة أن يلجأ إلى الله. Therefore, we say that the person must fear Allah Ta'ala and he does not put himself in the position of fitan. And whenever the fitan occurs, he must go back to Allah. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يحفظنا جميعا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن, وأن يرزقنا العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والأخوة الحقة الصادقة, وأن يجعلنا وإياكم من خير عبادي. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.